Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodom. Klal Lamed. We're moving on to Siman Zayin. So the first point of Chayodom says is Osir Lor Merkadosh Rak Acher Psukim Tfila Limud. Kadosh is said in conjunction with some act of praise or limud to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu through Tfila. We've learned the Torah of Psukim. We learn the Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh. And then we say a Kaddish to praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. And that's how Chazal were masakin the tefillah of the Kaddish. So since it is a Darbar Shabbat Kedusha, it requires 10 people. So obviously you need 10 people for the Kaddish itself. Do you need 10 people to be present during the tefillah, during the limud, during the psukim? So, the opinion of the Taz is even if the people were davening, there wasn't 10 people, when they finished, let's say, Psukat Zimra, they finished Yishtabach, and then a 10th person walked in, they can start Kaddish right away, and there's no need to have the 10th person be there during the time that they're saying the Psukim of Psukat Zimra. If a person's learning and they're learning together and there's not 10 people, they finish learning and they want to say a Kaddish and a 10th person walks in, according to the Taz, they can say Kaddish right away, even though there wasn't 10 people there during the time that they were learning. So the Chayadim says, we do not paskin like that. The Magen Avraham disagrees with the Taz. It says that the 10 people have to be there during the learning period or during the davening period, and then you can say the Kaddish. The Davka Kashaha Yud, Kashahayu Yud, you can only say Kaddish if there were 10 people there while you were davening, or while you were saying the psukim, or while you were learning. If there wasn't 10 people there, even though afterwards the minyan was completed, also you cannot say Kaddish. So the solution is, now that you have 10 people there, is to go back and say some psukim, or in the situation of limud, to learn something, and then you can say the Kaddish, so then all 10 people were there at the time of the learning or the time of the davening. So how much do you have to say? So the Mishnah Berurah uses different languages. In one place Mishnah Berurah says three psukim, like the Chayadim says over here. One place, Mr. Burr says you should say a mizmor. It sounds like you should have at least a complete, doesn't have to be a long mizmor, but it should be a complete mizmor as opposed to just three psukim. And even the three psukim, which he mentions over here, there are those who suggest that they can't be three random psukim, but that there should be three psukim from the same place in Tanakh. So then I said three psukim. In the presence of 10 people, and then I can say the Kaddish. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, if at the end of Psukat Zimra there wasn't the minyan, so people should not wait. They should say Yishtabach. Yishtabach is the closing tefillah, the closing bracha on Psukat Zimra. So immediately after a person finishes Psukat Zimra, should say Yishtabach, and then they decide to wait for the minyan to come. And then the minyan is completed, the lacking number of people walk in. So whoever is davening for the yamid will say three psukim out loud, and then say Kaddish. So these three psukim do not need to be said by everybody who's present, but rather the one person can say it out loud, and since he's saying it out loud in the presence of all the people, it's called that they all 10 were there present while these psukim were being said, then it's possible to say the Kaddish. And they point out in the parentheses that this is the Magen Avraham. It's the Ayur Rabba. Deloy Kataz, Bissimin Nun Hey. That's not like the opinion of the Taz, who says that in that situation we just mentioned, they finished Psukat Zimra, and now a 10th person walks in, they can start saying the Kaddish right away, and there's no need to say any psukim. Now, Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this in multiple places. In one place, he seems to suggest, in Siman Nun Hey, he seems to suggest that even though regards to Limud, or saying a Kaddish on Psukim in general, we pass like the Magen Avraham, but regards to Psukim of Zimra, the Magen Avraham would agree to the Taz. This is actually a Prima Gadim, that even though there were not 10 people during Psukim of Zimra, but since this Kaddish is supposed to be said, and now 10 people walked in, and there was a Tzibur of 9 people, for example, saying Psukim of Zimra 4, you could immediately go into the Kaddish without saying 3 Psukim. But however, in Siman Nun Gimel, he says unequivocally, halacha l'maisa, that you have to go, like we said, you have to have the chazan say 3 psukim before he continues and says the Kaddish. He does not mention the fact that he said otherwise in a different place. So the main hakruah seems to be that you need to say the 3 psukim. If you didn't, there's a taz to rely on, and there's a prima gadim that even the Magen Avraham would agree in regards to psukim zimra, but that's not halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa is you need to say the 3 psukim out loud by the chazan in the presence of all 10 people. Have a good day.